大家揾开圣经。
Let's turn open our Bible.
诗篇第八篇。
Psalm 8.
第一、第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
诗篇第八篇，全本圣经中间啊。
Psalms. In the middle of the Bible.
诗篇的几章就喺圣经嘅最中间。
Remember when you turn to Psalms, it's right in the middle of the Bible.
第八篇一、二两节。
Psalm 8 verses 1 and 2.
我们一起读啊，一、二、两节。
Let's read together Psalm 8, 1 and 2.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显天，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。近两呢句话时时喺我里边，从婴孩。同埋吃奶嘅口中建立咗能力。
Verses 1 and 2. Lately, this verse 2 has been on my mind. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies.
我哋一连串嘅信息，好似都今日讲到婴孩，讲到上个礼拜一个题目叫做咩？大家记唔记得？年幼扶轭，就系讲年幼嘅。在神面前扶轭，这个意思就服侍。
It seems like this is the chain of our sharing. If you remember last week's sharing was that it is good for us to bear the yoke in our youth. So that bearing the yoke in our youth is service. And here it talks about a babe and a suckling.
婴孩又是我们每一个父母很关心的神恩仔。
A babe is someone whom the parents care deeply about, that is children.
主怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我哋睇见神嘅心意喺呢个时候佢彰显嘅奇妙。
And so that we can see the majesty of the Lord's desire manifested to us.
Yeah. 又系我哋教会近来一路好重嘅，就喺婴孩同埋吃奶嘅口中要建立能力。
It is also a burden for the church recently that is out of the mouths of babes and sucklings that God will ordain strength and praise for the, because of the enemy.
我们又再有点祈祷，低头。
Let's have a further word of prayer. Let's bow our head.
真的个巴父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank thee.
叫我们能够进入神的恩典里面。
That we're able to enter into the grace of God.
享受祂给我们的丰富。
To enjoy all the fullness of Him.
你又赐俾我哋儿女，就系耶和华所赐嘅产业。
And you also do grant us children, that is the inheritance of the Lord.
你喺儿童婴孩嘅口里边，要建立咗能力。
That you are to ordain strength and praise out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
系一嚟以嚟，你喺我哋身上所作成。
And that is what you have done throughout upon us.
在你婴孩和吃奶的口中，他又建立了能力，他就完成了赞美的话。
And that is you have ordained strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings to complete words of praise.
将下面的时间交在主的手中。
We commit the following time to you, Lord.
求主向我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
愿荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be thine.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.在这个日子里面，就在我们中间。
Even in the recent days, even in our midst.
我们看见很多小孩子到主的面前。
We see that there are many children that come to the Lord's presence.
最开始我们看见有些做父母的，就是带小孩子到礼拜堂。
Before we would see the parents bring the children to the church.
因为在这个世代邪恶。
Because it is a wicked and perverse generation.
用翻圣经嘅话，呢个世代系邪恶淫乱嘅世代。
To use the words in the Bible, it is a crooked and perverse generation.
喺学校里边，讲同性恋派避孕套。
In the schools, they will talk about homosexuality, even pass out condoms.
冇所谓道德
There is no morals.
沒所謂, 甲月餅, 我們當時中國也有甲月餅操行,
and there is no conduct, even grades in the conduct anymore, A, B, or C.
在過往的日子, 因為這個國家已經為神,
in the days past, this nation was built upon fearing God.
所以呢,在學校裡面有早禱,有晚禱,在學校裡面有聖經課。
Before in the schools, there would be morning prayer, there would be evening prayer, even to have a class in the teaching the Bible.
所以慢慢大家因為整個世代都離棄神,整個現在都沒有。
But gradually, because the generation have departed away from God, that is all gone out of school.
所以很多做媽媽,做父母的,很關心他們的兒女。
Therefore, there are many mothers, many parents who are very caring for their children.
盡快將他們帶到禮拜堂。
To bring them to church.
真的怕自己的兒女學壞。
Lest their children would learn to be bad.
我相信這個問題是每一個做父母關心的。
I believe this is an issue that all parents face and are careful about.
又是神自己的心意。
It is also the desire of God.
在圣经里面,主耶稣都说,让小孩子到他面前,因为天国正是这些人。
Even in the Bible, the Lord himself says, let the children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom.
在我们中间,接下来看下去,已经有几个家庭,就最初, 带小孩子到主的面前。
Even as I look out in our midst, we can see that there are many families that have brought children before the Lord. Because there is a belief that the people in the church will teach my children well. So they would bring them to church. Even some parents perhaps will drop off the children and then they will drive away. And perhaps they might have a mindset as, okay, I drop off my children, you teach them well, but I will not believe in your Jesus. But wonderfully, the way of God is higher than our way.
他自己走上来坐,开完车放了就走,走上来坐。As
a result, perhaps before they would drop off the children, drive away, but gradually they would even come and sit in the midst.
丈夫都来买了。And
gradually you might see the husband as well.
神作一个新的路,他的路非同我路,他的路高过我们的路。This
is the way of God. His way is not our way, and his way is higher than our way.
愿主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们看见在我们中间都看见神自己的作为。
Even in our midst, we can see the work of God in that way.
一连串讲到服侍主自小将他们奉献给主。
As we talk about serving the Lord, even serving the Lord in our youth to consecrate ourselves when we're young.
我时时很深印象,从小听我爸爸妈妈的祷告,自小我将我几个仔,我有 两个哥哥,两个姐姐,我是最小。每个人都祈祷,我们在无福里面就将他奉献了给主。Even
I was used to this, when I was young, my parents would consecrate us to the Lord. I have two older siblings, brothers and two older sisters, so I'm the youngest. But even from when we were in our mother's wombs, our parents would have consecrated us to the Lord.
这个很奇妙的事。
This is very wonderful.
如果在无福里面,他就将他奉献给神。
Why is it that you could even consecrate the child to the Lord in the mother's womb? What does it have to do with the child being in the mother's womb? Let us turn to a Bible passage. In the New Testament, Gospel according to Luke, Matthew, Mark, and then Luke. Luke chapter 1.
我记得天使向玛利亚同贞女玛利亚报告这个大喜的讯息。
We remember that the angel had proclaimed this glad tidings, this good news to the Virgin Mary. That she is to be conceived of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son.
第37章,
Luke chapter 1 verse 37.
他报献这个信息之后呢，这里说，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带着能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使者，情愿照你的话成全在我身上，天使就离开了。Verse
37, For with God nothing shall be impossible, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word, and the angel departed from her.
39节。Verse 39, 那个时候玛利亚就起身，急忙往山地里去。 来到一个犹大的城，一座城，进咗撒玛利亚嘅家，就问以利沙伯安。以利沙伯一听见，因为嗰阵时，以利沙伯又系怀孕生呢个施浸约翰，称为耶稣基督嘅先锋。
Verse 39, And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and at this time Elizabeth was conceived to have John the Baptist, who was to be the pioneer of the Lord Jesus.
41节。
So it says that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. This is very wonderful.
跟着说,
and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此父说出圣灵的说话，高声就说你在妇女中是有福的，因为你所怀的胎是有福的。
And she spoke out of with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
43节。
And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy.
45节。
And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now this is very wonderful.
当玛利亚向伊丽莎白问安的时候，好似个B B喺伊丽莎白个肚里边听到佢问安。
It is when Mary greeted Elizabeth that the babe in the womb of Elizabeth heard the greeting and leaped for joy.
圣经记载话，原来系圣灵感动。
The Bible records that she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里详细我不再讲了。
I won't go into further detail in this passage.
我们看见圣灵感动叫伊丽莎白这个里面怀这个施浸约翰同受圣灵的感动。
Now we can see that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit by the same Holy Spirit that was also filled in the womb that she was conceiving.
我不知道她问什么约翰。
I don't know what the greeting was.
我相信她起码 会好似如果你去过以色列呢，你就会学到一句话，问安嘅话系咩？
I don't know exactly what the greeting is, but if you've gone to Israel, you will learn this word of greeting. And what word is that?
啊，有冇人识啊 ？Shalom.
And that is shalom.
哈哈，你去以色列翻嚟学唔到呢句咧，咁你就冤枉啦。
That is what you will learn to greet each other in Israel. And if you've gone to a trip there and have not learned that, then you have gone, made the trip in vain.
Shalom, 就表示平安。
Shalom, that means peace. Peace to you.
好似我哋呢度见到, hi, good morning. 平安.
It is just like a greeting here when you will say hi to each other and greet each other good morning. It says peace to you.
所以耶路撒冷一路Shalom就平安的城。
And so that is the meaning of Jerusalem, and that is the city of peace.
Yeah. 好感谢主啊！这个耶路撒冷称为平安的城。
We thank the Lord for that. That Jerusalem is called the city of peace.
甚至圣经都教我哋，你哋要为耶路撒冷求平安。
Even the Bible teaches us that we must pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And I like that passage very much. Perhaps we can turn to that. Psalms. Psalm
22:6.
Verses 6 through 9. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee, because to the house of the Lord our God I will seek thy good.
爱你的人必然兴旺.
Prosperity to those who love thee.
我最喜欢你这一句.
I love this verse.
耶路撒冷是代表神敬拜的中心.
Jerusalem represents the center of worship to God.
所以在这里给我们看到很重要一件事.
So here we can see something that is very important.
平安是神所赐.
Peace is given by God.
我们今天都愿意个个都想平安.
Today we all love to have peace.
平安就是福.
Peace is a blessing.
当玛利亚的问安一到这个耶利沙伯的时候,
and when the greeting of peace from Mary to Elizabeth,
里面就震动,
there was a excitement.
就被圣灵感动,
there was a filling of the Holy Spirit.
结果这个耶利沙伯第一出生的是一个施浸约翰成为耶稣基督的先锋.
And the child, the son that was to be born to Elizabeth, was John the Baptist, a pioneer for the Lord Jesus.
所以我们说,在母腹里,就将我的儿子,将我的子女献给神,有什么根据呢?
Therefore, when we say, where is the basis foundation for consecrating the child in our womb and consecrating the child to the Lord, where is that found?
我们看看这里,我们看到。
We see it here. It is according to the Bible.
我们不是根据普通世界人的科学.
It is not according to the science of this world.
那么圣经给我们看到这件很重要的事.
Because the Bible shows us this is a very important matter.
所以保罗他自己都说, 我在母腹里面就分别为圣.
Therefore, even Paul himself, that he was consecrated from his mother's womb. It is all according to Scripture.
所以我们今天在新约里面,
therefore, when we're in the new covenant today, we still can learn of this principle.
在我们中间出生的身份证,
for the children that are born in our midst,
当你怀孕的时候,
that even when you're pregnant,
你有没有预先将他奉献给主?
Have you already consecrated the child to the Lord?
这个很奇妙的事,
this is a very amazing matter.
你很难解释,
it's hard for us to explain.
就是圣灵作工是奇妙,
because wonderful are the works of the Holy Spirit.
就是婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力,
for out of the mouth of the babes and sucklings, the Holy Spirit will ordain praise.
在下面呢,
later,
我再跟大家看看旧约一件事,
I want to look at this event with you from the Old Testament.
在撒母耳记上,
that is found in 1 Samuel.
我们看一个人物,
if we look at this person,
1 Samuel chapter 1.
I won't read all the verses.
有一个叫做哈拿,
there was this woman named Hannah. She did not have any children for the longest time. Verse 10 there tells us that was, she was in bitterness of soul.
哈拿心里受苦，佢就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。许愿说：耶和华万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女嘅苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我就必使他终身归耶和华，不用剃头都剃他的头。
And Hannah was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head.
啊,你读一读到后面呢,我们一就会想到,哦,这个是拿细耳人的愿。
Here, when we read to the end that no razor shall come upon his head, we think this is a vow of a Nazarite.
我们不详细再翻去旧约了。We
won't go further into the Old Testament.
这段拿细耳人的愿,就是意思说将他献给神。
But here, when it's a vow, the vow of a Nazarite, it is to offer, consecrate this person to the Lord.
这里不单止说有了人,将他献给神。
Here is not only that she would be conceived with child to also offer to the Lord.
她都未怀孕,未怀孕而已,她愿意将这个身份证神赐给我,我就终身献给耶和华,做拿细耳人。
But here, even before she conceived with child, that she had this vow that if you were to give me a child, Lord, I will consecrate him all the days of his life to you.
结果呢,再读下去,
as a result, if we read on,
我们跳一点来读,
we'll jump further ahead.
20节,
verse 20.
1章20节,
verse 21, verse 20.
给他起名叫撒母耳,说,这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
And the Lord remembered her, wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. Samuel, his name means because I've asked him of the Lord, the Lord have hearkened and heard her prayer.
我们中间都有弟兄,结婚很久,没有子女,在神面前求,祷告,神就听他的祷告。
Likewise, there are experiences of brothers and sisters after they have been married for a long time, they have no children, but they pray to the Lord, and the Lord have given them children.
所以弟兄们, 要仰望主,等候,因为儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have looked to the Lord and wait upon him, for children are the inheritance of the Lord.
所以他起这个撒母耳这个名字都很特别。撒母耳这个名字就是从耶和华那里求来的。
Therefore, this name that she have given to Samuel is also a very special name because he was asked of the Lord.
所以我们这个中间的弟兄姐妹不用灰心,等候在神面前。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we have that waiting, we should not be discouraged. We wait before the Lord.
时时都是求来的,神特别祝福,特别去使用。
Whatever we ask of the Lord and given from the Lord, he will especially use.
这个撒母耳。
And this is Samuel.
我们刚才看,他妈妈未有孕的时候,他已经应许将他的儿子。
We have read the experience of Hannah here. Before she was asked, even before she conceived the child, she had made this vow to have given him over to the Lord all the days of his life.
所以呢,后来呢,他出世之后呢,他真的将个身份证带到示罗。
Therefore, after the child was born, indeed, she had brought him to Shiloh.
献祭,
and given him over.
看26节。
Verse 26.
我敢在你面前起誓,从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华那个妇人就是我,27节。我祈求为要得这个儿子,耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了,28节。 所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
Verse 26 to the end, and she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there.
Yeah. 28节. Verse 28. 所以我将这孩子归于耶和华。 使他终身归于耶和华。原文呢不是归字，原文是借。我将这个孩子借给耶和华，使他终身借给耶和华。好像哈哈，哎呀，想变卦了或者啊，借下啫，借给你啫。原文是这样啊，希伯来文原文的翻译，你就先是读咩？
借。英文是借，
英文都是借，这里中文呢翻译归，其实原文呢还有 King James 都是讲借，你这个
King James
是啊， NIV 就不是借，讲借了。还有 Darby， 这个 King James 和 Darby 这两卷圣经呢最接近原文的圣经，所以若果有弟兄姊妹你愿意继续追求读主的话，最好买本 King James 同埋 Darby， 好似三文弟兄咁，有 Darby 好接近原文嘅翻译。
Here in verse 28, in the Chinese translation, it says that Hannah would give him over to the Lord, but according to the original text in Hebrew, it is lent, just as the King James and Darby is very close to the original text, so that she would lend him to the Lord all the days of his life. And it seems like Hannah would have shrunk back here from giving him over to lent.
再睇个原文个意思，我哋会更加清楚。
Therefore, it's not that it's translated wrong, but if we look, go back to the original text, we have a clearer picture of what is written in the original. So, if brothers and sisters want to pursue the Lord more in the words as a side, you can have your own copy of the Darby or King James for a more clearer picture of translation.
或者我哋即系话啊 ，Hannah 唔舍得。
Perhaps then we might question the fact that perhaps Hannah is not willing to let go of Samuel now. She did not want to give him over but lent him to the Lord.
今天没有带详细时间去读，第二篇是一个很高的祷告，非常属灵的祷告。
In chapter 2, here follows a very spiritual prayer, very high spiritual prayer we don't have time to go into tonight.
我读一句这么多，在第八节。
I'll just read one verse from that prayer in chapter 2, verse 8.
原来这一句很有名的圣经原来出现在这里。
This is a very famous Bible verse. It appears here in chapter 2, verse 8.
很多人都懂的了，第八节。他从灰尘中抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座份。就是指我们这班在粪堆中在灰尘中，神拯救我们，替拔我们成为王子的位份，非常宝贵的圣经。
Here, this is a very precious Bible verse that we're familiar with, and actually it talks about experience how the Lord have exalted us, lifted us from the dunghills to be seated with the Lord on his throne. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes.
所以呢这里我们真的不敢说 Hannah 反悔，话给耶和华，加上又说不制，又说借一下，借就有得还，他想着借你耶和华还给我。
Therefore, we cannot doubt Hannah here when we see the original text as lenting Samuel to the Lord, that, oh, she's back peddling now and not giving to the Lord, but only borrowing so that it can be returned to her. No.
我们再看第二章，我们就知道它是什么意思。
If we look further in chapter 2, then we know what Hannah means when she says she will lend him to the Lord all the days of his life.
第二章第十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
他真的将他送到去示罗的了，离开他家吧。那时大概真的三岁那么长，三四岁那么长。你看看。
So at that time, verse 18, we can see Hannah did bring Samuel to Shiloh so he can serve the Lord at that time. He was about 3 or 4.
Verse 18. Verse 20. 它的窿,
which is land to God,
是窿借给耶和华。这个显明不是Hannah不舍得，而是神的心意，这个是祭司的口出来的。原来我们奉献给主，是窿借给耶和华。
Verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord being a child, girded with a linen ephod, and ephod is the garment of a priest. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed it, Elkanah and his wife, and said, "The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord." And they went unto their own home. I asked our banker here for the loan, and there's interest paid on the loan. So here, from the mouth of the priest Eli, it is the Lord's intention that is also a loan. When we offer to the Lord, it's a loan, and he returns to us with interest.
21. Verse 21,
and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord.
显明这个神的心意，他借，但是不单止借，有得还，而且窿有利息。
Therefore, we can see this is the desire of the Lord. She lent him to the Lord. It is for a loan. And the Lord remembered and also have repaid her with interest. Is that the meaning of the loan?
Yeah.
You get repaid with interest.
这件事给我们看见，我们不是说我劝你主，就希望窿多些，利息多些。
Here we can see, of course, it should not be our desire. We should loan more to the Lord, lend him some more, so we can repay, he can repay the loan with more interest to us. That should not be it. Now let's turn to a very famous Bible verse. We say, when you consecrate yourself, first read this verse, and where is that found?
我们几次题目，讲到奉献，在十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. We mentioned this many times about consecration.
Romans 12章讲到奉献之前呢，一定读埋前面嗰四节，十一章最尾嗰四节。
When we talk about consecration, before you read Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, you must read the first 4 verses in chapter 11, the last 4 verses in chapter 11. Listen as we read.
心哉神，三十三节，开始呢一小段，三三三四三五三六，心哉神丰富嘅智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻，34。 谁知道这的心？谁作过佢嘅谋事呢？35。谁事先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？ Therefore,
when we read chapter 12, we first read these last four verses in 11, beginning 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor? Verse 35, pay attention, O who have first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can see here the flock and the herd of 1,000 hills belong to the Lord God. Therefore, who has first given to him that it shall be repaid to him? Does the Lord lack anything? No. But the desire of the Lord that he shall surely repay. If we have lent to him, he shall surely repay. Therefore, just as the sister shared on Friday night, this is her favorite verse, and this is what happens. When we give to the Lord, he repays to us. That is a full measure, that it is full to the rim, even overflowing and pour off to us, that is too much for us to contain. Therefore, when we consecrate ourselves, it is not that we're at disadvantage, but it is by the grace of God he has dealt graciously with us. Then I shared with you before there was this person with three sons, and the smartest, the oldest, he was a doctor of this man. And the second son was also very smart, so it made him a lawyer. The third son wasn't so bright, and so sent him to the seminary. But do we give the Lord our best? This man thought to offer to the Lord is to suffer loss. No, to consecrate to the Lord is a blessing. Therefore, here we can see one thing. When we bring the children, the little children, before the Lord, not only after we have conceived and to offer the child to the Lord. But with Hannah, even before her conception, she had this vow to offer the child to the Lord. According to logic, this Samuel, he was asked of the Lord. Samuel was not only a prophet, not only a priest, but also a judge. So he had these three ministries upon him. According to qualification, Samuel is not qualified to be a priest. We have searched his genealogy. At most, he's only a Levite. But not from the household of Aaron. Therefore, he's not qualified to be a priest. For what reason then he can be a priest? Now it has then to do with the prayer of Hannah, how urgent, anxious prayer of hers and her vow. Therefore, if it is the absolute heart of the parents for the child, just as Hannah for Samuel, it allowed for him not only to be a prophet, but also a priest and a judge.
我哋上一次讲到最开始发出现呢个字，奉献呢个字，就喺亚伦。
Therefore, when we talk about consecration, and we shared last time, the first time this word consecration appeared was upon Aaron.
所以父母的心意非常重要。
Therefore, the heart, the desire of the parents is extremely important.
我们将神赐给我们的产业献回给神。
The inheritance which the Lord has given to us, we offer back to Him.
好。有个姊妹。
Now, there's this sister.
她很早死了丈夫。
Very early, her husband died.
有三个仔。
She had three sons.
她三个仔呢，都愿意将她奉献给主。
She was willing to consecrate these three sons to the Lord.
不单止在本地做传道，而且去非洲那些很苦、生命有危险的地方。
Not only to consecrate them for work of missionary to the Lord in the local area, but also to minister into areas that are very dangerous, like in Africa.
第一个仔去的时候，为主的缘故殉道安。
The first son went to be a missionary in Africa, and he was killed.
早期的非洲真的食人的。
And in early days in Africa, yes, they are cannibals.
第二个仔再送去。
She sent the second son.
又是被杀为主殉道。
Also, he was martyred for the Lord. He was killed.
第三个仔佢再送去。
Then she sent the third son.
又牺牲为主殉道。
He was also sacrificed and died for the Lord.
有人问佢。
Then someone asked her.
你养大咁多仔女，一个个送去都死咗，可唔可惜啊
？You raised all your sons and now they have grown and you sent them.To be missionaries and they all died. Isn't that pitiful?
好似见唔到有窿嘅 interest 嚟喎，见唔到咧神还佢咩喎
？It seems like now you lent it as a loan to the Lord and there's no loan that's repaid and no interest with that.
但呢个姊妹唔系喺加州嘅吓，喺第二个省。
Now this sister, she's not in California, in another state.
佢讲一句说话好令人感动。
She said these words are very moving.
佢话三个仔送去都为主殉道，我唔可惜。
She said it is not sad that I've sent my three sons to be martyred for the Lord. That is not sad at all.
佢话我最可惜我冇第四个仔。
And she said what is sad is that I do not have a fourth son to send.
如果有第四个仔，我还系送佢去嗰度。
She said, if I have yet another son, the fourth one, I will still send him there to consecrate to the Lord. Because the Lord is worthy. And this is the highest level. The hymn which we just sang, that dying, he saved us. The Lord has given himself for us.But for us today, so many times, we're not willing.
有一个神的仆人。
There's this servant of God.
他看到一幅画，写着耶稣钉十字架。
He saw this picture, says the Lord Jesus crucified.
他说，我为你舍命，你为我作什么？
It says that I have given my life for you, what have you given me?
他甘心情愿献给主。
And he saw this picture, so he was willing to consecrate himself to the Lord.
就盼望我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹
，Therefore may it be the younger ones in our midst.
睇见呢个系恩典。
We see this consecration as a blessing.
主系配嘅。
The Lord is worthy.
讲年轻咧，讲到呢度停止。
I will end here about youth.
我哋带入年老嘅。
Then we can now get into for those who are older.
我哋好少关心系年老嘅弟兄。
Very seldom it seems like we're not too much concerned with the older brothers and sisters.
奉献咧系年轻嘅奉献啫。
Consecration, they're only for the younger ones.
我哋唔使噶。
We don't have to.
我哋连聚会都有人车嚟。
Now even when we come, we have to get rides from others.
我哋唔能够为主做乜嘢。
We cannot do much for the Lord.
我最记得。
I still remember.
我哋先睇一次圣经。
Let us first turn to this Bible passage. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
普通圣经的
4:12.
First Timothy chapter 4 verse
12. 12节, 不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都作信徒的榜样。
Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
我就想读咗呢圣经，我就想起阿李嫲嫲，佢高中嘅时候，佢将不可叫人小看你年咩啊，年老啊，佢今年七八十岁。
I remember this verse especially when I remember Mama sharing that when she shared this verse, let no man despise that thy seniority because she is elderly. Now do not let others despise you because of your old age. For those who are a bit older. For those who are older, first you are slaves to your children. You have to raise them and labor. And after you have raised them, you become slaves to the grandchildren also, helping to raise them.
我帮你看番仔,看番孙,
they would feel that I would have earned my labor by having you care for me in my old age because I'm caring for your children, my grandchildren.
你今天在主里面,
but we should not feel that way in the Lord.
神安排你这样的环境, 如果你这样做法, 你整个劳苦不被算, 不被数算,
if the Lord has put us in that situation and we have that mindset we're earning our wage, then our labor is not remembered by the Lord.
我知道有很多在我们中间都是妈妈、公公呢, 将他的自小教他读圣经教他念圣经教他祈祷。
I know that there are many grandparents in our midst, and even when the grandchild is young, they teach them to read the Bible and to pray.
不好呢，当好像呢，为真系呢做奴做人奴呢，就好似得个良心咁就算。Now
do not raise the grandchildren as watching over them, laboring for them, earning the wage, and that we would feel better.
你无论作什么，像是从心里作的，像是给主作。
But whatever we do, do it from our heart unto the Lord.
你活在世界上，在最后这段时间，你都不是枉冤枉。
Therefore, as we live, even in the last days of our life in this world, it is not in vain.
记得妈妈，这两年呢。 身体差点，那时呢，同我一齐去探访，喺医院里边呢，探嗰啲福音朋友。
I remember Mama in this recent couple of years, her health is not as well. But before, we would go visit others in the hospital, gospel friends, and we would visit others together.
好似妈妈今日有冇嚟啊？有嚟。好似阿咩阿婆，都系佢喺。 病的时候,
just as another elderly sister that it was Mama, we went to the hospital to visit her and she was saved by her bedside.
佩英的家婆信主,
and it was just an example of Pui Ying's mother-in-law that we went to visit her in the hospital and Mama was accompanying her to lead her to the Lord. And so do not think, oh, why does Brother Chung always like to share examples of others? Don't name them by name, just say someone. And so if you name them by name, they become prideful and many other reasons behind that. But I have this desire. There are many gospel friends in our midst. When we share many testimonies, there is an actual person behind all these experiences. Therefore, when I'm telling you something, it's not a story or an example, but there is an actual experience behind it. It is a testimony.
如果讲得多过讲下，耶稣都好似系一个思想意识。
If I tell you testimony and it's nameless, then it becomes even Jesus himself, then it becomes like a story, and is there truth behind that? It is just as an example with Lazarus, the beggar, and the rich man. Do not use that as a parable. It is not. It is actual what will happen. Therefore, in the Bible, in the New Testament, when the Lord himself says, I give you a parable, he says it's a parable, and then he goes on to speak and say it. But Lazarus and the rich man, it is a fact, it is true and real. It is still the situation today, even the situation in Hades today. There it gives a name, Lazarus, and like the parables where it is nameless. Therefore, this is the house of God, so in the household, we're speaking on household matters. Today, as we're preaching, it is not a very eloquent message here for others to admire, no. Here, we're sharing on the matters of the household, the house of God. There are little children, there are the youth, and now it is the elderly. Here I also then remember. I'll share a little bit more. Not too long. Pay attention, older brothers and sisters. Especially during the gospel meeting. Even for me, now I'm more advanced in age, I know it's easier for us to nod off. So for the greeters, please pay attention. When you sit the elderly brothers and sisters, have them sit more toward the back. And so for the elderly brothers and sisters, pay attention. If today is a gospel meeting, if you're sitting next to the gospel friend and you're nodding off and hitting them, later on when there's a calling for them to raise their hand, they would not be able to do so. Then you might say, I'm so elderly in age, where I see the Lord empty handed, I'm worried about that. For the brothers and sisters who believe in the Lord, do you know that during the gospel meeting, when you're sitting for just as long, there are elderly brothers and sisters, 70s, 80s, kneeling on their knees just as long as you're seated to pray for you so that you will believe in the Lord. So brothers and sisters who are elderly, do not let others despise you. In the house of God, as a member of the household of God, you have your portion. Even though others say you're long-winded. And others say that I'm long-winded. If it's not important, I won't be long-winded. Only if it's important, then I'm long-winded. Now let us not be too mindful of that. Because the heart of God is upon us corporately. Unlike some places, maybe they do not welcome those seniors. For the house of God has fathers, young men, and little children, then that is the household of God. So you can see this electric chair by the stairwell here. It is for the seniors. So for the seniors before the Lord, let us do well. To be mindful in our last days, are we remembered by the Lord? Perhaps we can't give rides, we need rides, but you can pray for the gospel friends. Perhaps you cannot read, but you can kneel in prayer for our brothers and sisters.
有啲呢，譬如我哋呢度有啲人名，有邊個姓咩咩咩個名，唔識字嘅你都可以為佢禱告，呢一班求主你祝福，為佢解決各樣嘅難處，你都可以禱告，只要你有個心。
Perhaps you don't know how to read, but you know them by name, so as long as you have a heart, you can pray for them to ask the Lord remember them and bless them.
所以唔好叫人小看你喺基督身體裏邊，好似冇乜作用。
So let no one despise you of your function in the body of Christ.
喺呢個時候應該時間夠噶啦。
Yeah, time is about up now.
教會裏邊呢，我哋話唔係一個 building， 係一個身體。
Now in the church we say it is not a building, but it is a body.
冇一個地方，冇身體，冇一個地方，你話睇輕佢，唔要佢，或者有咗佢痛，有咗佢喇喳，有咗佢，你唔會嘅，你每樣都愛護愛惜。
Therefore, as members of one body, there is not one member you say is too little, too minor, that you don't care for. You don't care that if it hurts or if it's dirty or anything, but you cherish your body.
所以越不體面的，神越加上體面。
Therefore, the member of the body that is more uncomely, the Lord adds on comeliness.
越軟弱的，更是不可少的。
That the body member that is more weak, that is a member that you cannot lack.
所以喺我哋中間唔容許任何人睇輕邊個，睇輕呢個，抬舉邊個。
Therefore, in our midst, we should not despise any and exalt any other.
所以喺神眼中都係咁寶貝。
Because in the sight of God, we are all precious.
所以求主恩待。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
讓我哋睇見身體嘅寶貝。
We can see the preciousness of being one body.
我哋今日都活喺身體裏。
We all live in one body.
所以呢，從年青嘅由呢節聖經帶到年老嘅。
Therefore, this verse, this passage is for the young to the old.
叫我哋一直活喺基督裏。So
that we would all live in Christ.
最開始讀呢節聖經就係話，神今日興起一個作為，就喺嬰孩同埋吃奶嘅口中。
Now the first verse which we read today was out of the mouth of babes and sucklings that the Lord will ordain strength.
有一次，我真係好受感動。Now
there's this one time I was greatly moved.
Mindy嘅女啊，叫做Vienna
啊。That's Mindy's daughter Vienna.
佢爸爸就未信。Her
father is yet to believe in the Lord.
請假翻嚟。And
so he was back on vacation.
啊，散咗會佢就喺嗰度揾張單張喎。 Vienna 幾多歲
？How old is Vienna？
十歲。
She's ten.
揾呢張單張，揾邊張呢？這是我一生嘅呢，有圖畫嘅呢，有一生嘅，準備拎俾爸爸睇。
She went to look for a gospel track. It was to for her father, and she took the one. This is your life with the pictures.
我問佢，你爸爸識睇英文，因為中文咧，咁佢就選到個英文。
And I asked if your father would read English or Chinese. She took the English one.
啊，我裏邊。
I was very moved within.
年幼父啊,
to bear the yoke in our youth. This is to bear the yoke in our youth.
好多時福音朋友來一餐，我哋單張都冇張俾人。Many
times the gospel friends come and we have not even given them a gospel track.
結果真係唔單止感動我嘅心，天上嘅心都受感動。
Of course, this not only moved my heart, but the heart in heaven is also moved.
結果就喺嗰個假期後，聽日就走。 嗰個假期，我太太同佢一齊晚黑就禱告接受耶穌做救。So
it was on his visit back on that vacation. He was leaving the next day, but it was on that day, the night that he prayed with his wife and he believed in the Lord.
神喺嬰孩同埋吃奶嘅口中建立咗能力。
For God ordains praise strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings.
激勵我哋每一個年青嘅。
To move each one of us, we're young.
年老嘅更加唔好自暴自棄。
Even for the older ones, let us not forsake ourselves.
帶領我哋全體喺主面前一同個長進。
That it will lead us all corporately to grow in the Lord.
今日個話，所。
The words today are a little bit here and a little bit there.
根本又冇三大點、九小點咁樣講出嚟。
I don't have a good outline. 3 main points and 9 sub points.
就係按照裏邊嘅感動，家裏面嘅事。
But according to the guidance within, to remind one another with the household affairs of the house.
该鼓励的,要鼓励.
If we need to encourage, let us encourage.
应该受责备的,要受责备.
If there should be rebuke, let us rebuke.
我们每人都应当预备迎见你的神.
Let us all prepare to meet our God.
请祈祷.
Let us pray.
但是主人的话就停止,
the Lord, man's words end here.
但你的圣灵继续在人的心里面作工,
but your Holy Spirit continues to work in the hearts of men.
叫我们这个家的身体真的彼此相爱, 建立基督的身体,
so that the body of this house will continue to love one another, to edify and build up the body together.
不准任何人轻看这个轻看那个,
so that no one despise one another.
我们在基督身体里面都是这么宝贵,
but we are all precious in the body of Christ.
最软弱的越是不可少,
that member which is most weak is one that cannot be lacked.
不体面的越要加上体面,
what is uncomely you would add on more comeliness.
你看我们好像眼中的同人那么宝贵,
and we are the apple of thine eye.
愿主,
Lord, may you have mercy on us all. And may all glory be thine. We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.